Lowtime Joe Palca. President Donald Trump is at this moment winging his way to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where urban unrest has been precipitated by a white policeman firing 7 bullets into the back of 29-year-old Jacob Blake, a black man who is now to spend the rest of his life paralyzed from the waist down. The president talked about the ongoing demonstrations this morning just before boarding Air Force One headed for Wisconsin.
They shot a man in the street. They executed a man in the street. A religious man in the street. And you don't mention, it's not even a story. You talk about other things. The press should be ashamed of themselves. I think the press is actually, the media is what's fueling this, more so than even by...
Sagar Magani has more from Associated Press.
Kenosha's been quiet for several days, and Mayor John Antaramian wishes the president would leave it be.
I think that you have a community that's in the process of trying to heal.
He and Wisconsin's governor, both Democrats, asked the president to stay home. They're worried his visit may cause more tensions and violence.
Well, it could also increase enthusiasm.
The president says he's going to Wisconsin, a key battleground in the November election. Yesterday, he refused to condemn a supporter accused of killing 2 people during the unrest, suggesting 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse acted in self-defense. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations reports hundreds of thousands of Sudanese affected by what is described as the worst flooding in a century, and they're in desperate need of emergency aid to help them survive this humanitarian disaster. The UN appeal comes after torrential rains in Ethiopia over the last few days triggered severe flooding downstream in Sudan. The floodwaters have caused the Nile River to reach the highest level in 100 years. This is VOA News. Taliban insurgents have staged a suicide car bombing and armed assault against a police base in eastern Afghanistan, killing at least 3 security officers and injuring several others. Tuesday's attack in the border province of Paktia came hours after U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien renewed Washington's call for Afghan warring parties to urgently begin peace talks. An area policeman told VOA that the early morning insurgent raid targeted a security compound in the provincial capital of Gardez. Spokesman said a suicide bomber detonated his explosives-filled vehicle at the entrance gate before 2 heavily armed men stormed the facility. Afghan forces swiftly engaged and killed the assailants after a brief gunfight. A petition is underway in Mexico to decide if a referendum will be held on whether former presidents will go on trial for alleged acts of corruption. During a news conference on Monday, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who accused the administrations of his predecessors of being corrupt, said the referendum could be held at the same time as midterm congressional elections next June. López Obrador said it is not just a small thing to put former presidents on trial, describing it instead as a matter of history. Critics accuse López Obrador of using allegations of corruption against former presidents Enrique Peña Nieto and Felipe Calderón to divert attention from his administration's mishandling of efforts to reduce violent crime and the spread of the novel coronavirus. A United Nations report in an upcoming conference focuses on how the coronavirus pandemic has brought hard times for many farmers and imperiled food security for many millions. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The Associated Press has interviewed election workers who say they sought ballot fraud or were pressured to falsify results in favor of President Alexander Lukashenko. Even before the election ended, a poll worker in Minsk said she was asked to sign a document summing up its result with the vote totals left blank. Another worker who pointed out violations during the vote counting was fired on the spot. Over the past few weeks, hundreds of thousands of people had protested what they say was a rigged outcome. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo is republishing caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad, which unleashed a wave of anger in the Muslim world to mark the start of the trial of alleged accomplices in the militant attack against it in 2015. Among the cartoons, most of which were first published by the Danish newspaper in 2005, show Muhammad wearing a bomb-shaped turban. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.
And more. VOA 1.